Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in our opening prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Holy Father and eternal God, we thank you today, Jesus. We praise your name, O Lord, and we bless thy name. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We give you praises, O Lord, for thy name is worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Help us to look to you and take you at your word, knowing that your word cannot fail and you cannot lie. Help us today, O Lord. We are coming to you, Lord. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and we ask that you look upon us with compassion and with mercy, and that you will touch our souls today, O Lord, and that everything that's not like you, we ask you move it out of our lives. Help us to be the people that you are calling for. Help us to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we've been called. Help us to live this life seeking to do the will of Christ. Help us today, O Lord. We're seeking to please you and not ourselves. But help us today, O Lord. Give us the strength we need to go through and to endure unto the end. We need you to help us because we can't make this journey all by ourselves. We're dependent on you to take us through, to lead us and guide us and direct our path. Show us the way that you would have us to go. Help us to look to you, to lean on you and take you at your word. We know thou art able. We know you got the power. Bless us today, O Lord, and cause thy face to shine upon us. Make us, O Lord, what you would have us to be. Oh, my God, help us today to keep our minds stayed on you, watching under prayer. Help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we are seeking your face. We want to get closer to you. We are seeking your face because we want to do your will. We are seeking to please you in every way. Not our will today, O Lord. Let our will perish. Help us, O Lord. Draw nigh unto thee with a clean heart and a pure conscience. Help us today, Lord. Oh, my God, help us to bless thy name and to lift you up in the highest. You said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. I pray, Lord, that you have your way, O Lord, and let your spirit prevail, and let the blood of Jesus cover the day. Bless this broadcast. Save souls. Help somebody
receive
the gift of the Holy Ghost. I know you can do it today. Blot out of transgressions. Somebody is in need today. Somebody want to do what's right. Somebody want to change the way they're living. Help them today, O Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. Save to the uttermost. We know you can do it. We know you've got the power, and we're depending on you as never before. We pray that you will continue to heal, continue to deliver, O Lord. Continue to lift heavy burdens and strengthen, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to look on the Paulo family. I know you're able today, O Lord. Bless and make a way, O Lord, that the family may be able to get there and lift up the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O Lord. Look on the family. Pray that you will comfort them, strengthen them. You know what they have need of. You know all about them. Save a soul through this death. We know you can do it, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to be thankful unto you. Help us to praise thy name. Help us today, oh Lord. Help us to give glory and honor to the name of the Lord, for you are worthy today. And we thank you today, Lord. We give praises to your name, thanking you for what you've already done. And we thank you for
what we believe
you're going to do. We are taking you at your word.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you in advance.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for every listener. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you today.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And we believe you for deliverance.
We believe.
In the name of Jesus, have your way. Continue to bless your people. Help us continue to look to you and take you at your word. Doubting nothing, knowing that thou art able to do all things. Look on your people everywhere. Give them strength. Help them to stand. Help them to go through and to do your will. Look on all of your pastors, elders, ministers, evangelists, deacons and missionaries, deacons, oh Lord, and the lay members. Touch them, oh Lord. Help them to do your will. Help them to stand in the midst of their trials. Help them to go through, Lord. We know you can take them through, and we're dependent on you and looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, Lord, we thank you today for this broadcast and every listener. We pray that you will bless, save, heal, forgive, and deliver, and continue to have your way. And we will bless thy holy name and give praises unto the name of the Lord. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Praise God. We will be reading from the 110th number of Psalm. And we're going to begin with the first verse. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Praise God. We thank God for the reading of the word from the 110th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 7 in its entirety. Thank God for the reading of his word. May God ever bless his word. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'm going to have announcements coming through Dr. Khadijah Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you all again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Prayer Works Ministry, formerly known as the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by calling 551-241-6677. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We want to continue to pray for Joel Pauldo and the bereaved Pauldo family. The funeral service for the late Dave Paulder was scheduled for September the 8th at 11 o'clock a.m. at Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church. It's located at 1462, that's 1462, King Road in Jacksonville, Florida. Praying for Howard Smith, who had an aneurysm in his aorta. Everything was successful. He is doing well. Continue to pray for his recovery. We're praying for AB that God will take the taste of alcohol from her. For Katrina Jones, that God will heal her from stage 3C ovarian cancer. For evangelist Cynthia Edmond, for Sister Cheryl Edmond, for evangelist Linda Paldo, Titus Edmond Sr., Muhammad Hamid in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, special prayer. She's also been dying with cancer. Tawana Williams, evangelist Martha Calbreath and the bereaved Calbreath family, the bereaved Thompson family, the bereaved Edmond family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the Lyons Capoletti family, who lost Tina. Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and for those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I had at this time. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise the Lord. Have you lost your joy? Have you lost your joy? Have you given up? Oh, I'm trying. Have you lost your strength? Have you lost your strength? Even when the word of the Lord demands, don't give up. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Don't give up. I know that he cares. You feel alone. You feel alone. In the middle of the night, when there's no one left to call, have you lost your peace? Have you lost your peace? Has doubt and fear brought you to your knees? Don't give up. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Have you lost your joy? Have you lost your joy? Have you given up a hope of trying? Have you lost your peace? Have you lost your peace? Has doubt and fear brought you to your knees? Don't give up. Don't give up. I know that he cares. Don't give up. I know that he cares.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I know that he cares. Talking about Jesus, I know that Jesus cares. Sometimes we do lose our joy. Sometimes doubt and fear might bring us down to our knees. But you know what? On our knees is a good place to be because we can communicate with God, and God cares for us. Don't give up. Be encouraged. Don't give up. I know that God cares. Amen. Thank God for that selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. Thank God for her. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Okay, praise God. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection. I love that song. Don't give up.
Too.
Glory to God. Yes. God has been so good, so good and so merciful to us. And that's why we thank him and praise him, because of his goodness.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. We thank God for that selection. And now let's prepare our hearts for the word of God. Glory to God. The next voice you will hear will be that of Evangelist May. And this is a pre-recorded message because tonight is oldies but goodies in the gospel. So we have a message for you tonight, and we hope that you enjoy the word of God, and we hope that you receive the word of God. God bless you.
God bless all of you radio listeners. We're happy to be here once again in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank God for how he has spared us and given us one more chance to depart the word of God to you. Before we go to the word of God, we would like to turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord so that we may prepare our hearts for prayer. We know that God is a prayer-answering God, and whatever deliverance you need, God's got it. If you need healing for your body, God's got it.
Yes.
If you need deliverance for your soul, if you need that heavy burden lifted, God's got deliverance for you.
Yes.
And we also want to thank God for Evangelist Melinda being with us here tonight in the studio, how she's pressing her way. And if a truth I could say, she's a warrior for the Lord. She doesn't give up, but she leads and pressing her way. And we thank God for her at this time. And now we're going to go into a word of prayer, and I'm going to remember her in our prayers because we know God is able to deliver, to do all things. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your mighty goodness. Oh, my God, we thank you for your love to us, Lord, for how you spared our lives, Jesus, and given us this another chance to depart the word of God. We pray that you stretch out your mighty hand. We want you to touch us, Lord. We want you to move out there in radio land. We want you to touch the souls of men, Lord. Touch their hearts and minds, Lord Jesus. Change some evil mind, Lord Jesus. Help somebody to get their life to you, Lord. Help somebody to turn from their wicked ways, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Help somebody to cry unto you, saying, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you stretch out the hand, Lord. Look on Evangelist Melinda. Touch somebody no more, Lord. Heal her no more, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able. We know the power's in my hands, Jesus. Send on deliverance. Because then there are bound, Lord. Save the unsaved, Lord Jesus. Help somebody, Lord, to surrender to you, Lord. Fill some soul with the Holy Ghost, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Move through the city, Lord. Move on the hearts of men, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able. And we believe you. We take you by faith, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for this prayer. These and all blessings we pray. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise God. We're going to go to the word of God. Let us turn, if you have your Bible, turn to St. John, the 14th chapter. And begin with the first verse. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And going over to the 16th verse, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
Yes, Lord.
And skipping down to the 26th verse. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
Amen.
Oh, my God, if I were to leave a thought with you, have you received the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Have you received the Holy Ghost?
The Holy Ghost.
Point over to the book of Acts, the first chapter, and about the fourth verse. It says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water,
yes, he did.
followed by the pound or hash. If you do not know your PIN, please enter pound or hash.
We're going to open the doors to salvation. If anybody would like to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, you can receive him. If you receive the word, you can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise God at this time. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the messenger. Oh, my God, we pray that someone will receive the word of God, that they might receive this precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I pray that you touch right now, give strength, oh Lord. Oh my God, help somebody to open up their heart and receive this gospel. Have mercy today, oh Lord. Let the Spirit of God prevail and let the blood of Jesus cover. Help somebody to fall out with their ways. Help them to turn from their evil ways. Help them to seek your face and call upon the name of the Lord. Help them to draw nigh unto you. You said that you would draw nigh unto them. Touch and bless in a special way. Have mercy today. Help somebody to receive this word. Help, Lord. We know you're able right now, Lord. Be merciful unto the souls of men, those that don't know you, Lord. Help them to get to know you before it's too late. Help today, Lord. Help somebody to run for their life. Help today, Lord. Help them to go to a church that is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help them to receive the word of God. Help them, oh Lord, to get to know you in the pardon of their sins. Have mercy today, oh Lord. Let your spirit prevail. Bind the works of Satan. Cast him out today. He's seeking to hinder.
Amen.
He doesn't want the word of God to go through. But we believe you and we take you at your word. We believe that the word of God is going forth. We pray that you continue to bless, oh Lord. Continue to send your word. Send thine anointing, oh Lord. Help somebody today, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, help them be merciful unto us. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Move in a mighty way. Let your spirit prevail, Lord. Save Jesus. Wash away sins. Blot out of transgressions. We know you're able today, Lord. Wash away all iniquity. Help somebody, Lord, to repent of their sin. Help today, Lord. Move, Jesus. Move, Lord, from city to city, from country to country, from nation to nation. Move today. Let your word go out over the world that somebody might believe on the word of God and receive it in the name of Jesus. We know you can do it today. Oh, my God. Help them to be sorry that they sinned against you and ask for mercy. Help them, oh, Lord, to ask for forgiveness. Help them, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I know you're able today. You're able to clean them up. You're able to sanctify them and fill them with the precious gifts of the Holy Ghost power. Touch them, oh, Lord.
Yes.
Help right now, Lord. Move by your spirit, Lord. Move in a mighty way while we're praying, Lord. While we're waiting, we're trusting in you. We have taken you at your word. We know you can't fail. We know your word is true, Lord. And you do what you said you would do. In the name of Jesus, help somebody to pray and seek your faith. Help them to wait on you until they be endued with power from on high. Be merciful today, oh Lord. Say to the uttermost, I know you can do it. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you look on every listener today. Touch their heart. Give strength to the weak. Heal them that are sick. And deliver them out of danger. Take full control.
Yes,
bless, Lord, and lead us here, oh Lord. Help us today, Lord. I know you're able, Jesus. And we are dependent on you. And we're dependent on your word. Knowing that your word cannot lie and your word cannot fail. Oh, my God, continue to bless in a special way. Let your word continue to go out and reach some soul in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for every soul, every listener that is on this broadcast. And we pray that you will continue to bless them and help them to continue to listen into this broadcast, that their souls might be fed, that they might receive your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And I thank you today, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done. And I thank you for your word today, Lord. Help us
with
your word. Help us, oh, Lord. Get strength, oh, Lord. Help us to go through, Lord. In the name of Jesus, through every test and every trial, help us to hold out and endure unto the end. We know you're able to take us through, and we count it done by faith, and we thank you. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for your many mercies.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I
thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you right now,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your precious word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
us. Continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. I thank for the word of God. And now at this time, we're going to have remarks from our ministers, or if there's someone else that's out there in radio land and you would like to call in, give remarks, you may do so by calling 945-218-0218. And then you can dial the access code, which is 587-681. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell, asking the question, have you received the Holy Ghost? And this is something that we have to know for ourselves. Some, they're walking around, they're unsure of who the Holy Ghost is, but they believe that they're saved and they're on their way to heaven because they do good deeds. They say, oh, I'm a good person, but we have to have this gift of God. It's not of works. It's nothing we did or could do, because we can't keep ourselves. I tell you, I couldn't stop lying without the Holy Ghost. I couldn't stop my evil thoughts by myself. It takes the power of the Holy Ghost. And people, they have these addictions and these issues going on, and they think that they can cure it themselves through a 12-step program or by themselves, but it takes the power of God. It takes the Holy Ghost. Amen. I enjoy the word of God. Like we always say, it might be old, it might be an oldie, but it's a goodie. Amen. I want to say to Evangelist Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for those remarks coming through Dr. Khadija Amin. That's right. The word of God is right. And I tell you, we got to get it like the Bible says. That's the only way. We can't get it our way and think we're okay. But we got to come God's way. Because his way is the right way. The Bible said there's a way that seemeth right. It just seems right, but it's not the right way. Praise God. So we thank God for the word of God. It's an oldie, but it is a goodie. And we thank God for his word tonight. We hope that some soul has been blessed through the word of God. We ask that you continue to tune into this broadcast. We'll be back here again, Lord willing, on Sunday night at 7 p.m. And you can dial in 945-218-0218. Access code 587-681. And you can be connected into the Gospel Truth broadcast. Praise God. We thank the Lord for each and every one of you. We thank the Lord also for that selection that came through Evangelist Cynthia. And I want to encourage her also to keep singing unto the Lord and letting the Lord have his way in your life. And thank God for you, Dr. Khadija. We're so grateful for the work that you're doing and for the assistance that you're giving me. I tell you, I truly, truly appreciate it. Because God knows, he knows all about it. And anyway, I want to encourage you to continue working for the Lord, because payday is coming after a while. Glory to God. So at this time, if that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close. We'll be back, as I stated, at 7 p.m. on Sunday night. God bless you and good night.